This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Following an hours-long manhunt, Dutch police made an arrest. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Dutch police have arrested a Turkish man suspected of shooting dead at least three people and wounding others on a tram after he spent hours on the run on Monday. Authorities tweeted confirmation that 37-year-old Gökmen Tenis had been taken into custody. The city of Utrecht was placed in lockdown after the shooting occurred shortly after rush hour. Police conducted raids in several locations as they treated the incident as a terrorist attack. But hours later, the gunman's motive was still unclear. A prosecutor suggested he may have been motivated by, quote, family reasons. Turkey's state-run Anadolu news agency, quoting family members, said the suspect fired at a relative on the tram, then shot at others who tried to help her.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the role social media played in the attack on two mosques and the resulting 50 people killed and spreading extremist views needs to be examined.
We cannot simply sit back and accept that these platforms just exist and that what is said on them is not the responsibility of a place where they are published. They are the publisher, not just the postman. There cannot be a case of all profit, no responsibility.
Ardern also said the bodies of all 50 people killed at the mosque will be returned to their families by Wednesday for burial, as soon as possible in accordance with Muslim tradition. More than 1,000 people's lives are believed to be in jeopardy in Mozambique after a cyclone struck the southern African nation late last week. That's according to the country's president. The cyclone struck Beira, an Indian Ocean port city on the central Mozambique coast, March 14th, with winds of nearly 200 kilometers per hour. It's then traveled inland, striking Zimbabwe's eastern region and Malawi. This is VOA News. The Pentagon has released a list of hundreds of military projects that might be scrapped or scaled back to free up money for President Trump's southern border wall. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It's a 20-page list of projects across the U.S. and around the world worth about $13 billion that might be slashed to make way for the border wall. House Democrats say when their colleagues see military plans being scaled back in their communities, it might push them to vote to override President Trump's veto of the measure that would negate his emergency declaration. One example, North Carolina, home to GOP Senator Tom Tillis, where $100 million is planned for water treatment improvements at Camp Lejeune and airfield security upgrades at the Cherry Point Marine Corps Air Station. But Republican leaders predict the veto override effort will fail. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Uganda has stopped nationwide distribution of a United Nations food supplement called Super Cereal, after two people died and more than 90 others came down with food poisoning. The fortified porridge is suspected of making people in the northeastern region ill last week. Victims include 12 children younger than five. The World Food Program, which sent the cereal along with sugar and oil to the Ugandan region, has not confirmed reports of the death, but it did say that it treats the situation with extreme urgency. The United States needs to target banks that facilitate illicit transactions for Pyongyang to increase sanction pressure or North Korea to the maximum. That's according to experts. The United Nations panel of experts on North Korea released its report detailing how the country evades sanctions with tactics like illegal ship-to-ship transfers of embargoed goods and the operation of front companies abroad by North Korean government agencies. Authorities in Afghanistan confirmed Monday that the Taliban captured 58 government forces during recent fighting in a northwestern district bordering another area. 58 Afghan soldiers who had taken refuge in a neighboring Central Asian country after fleeing the insurgent offensive have returned home, according to the Defense Ministry. The Afghan Foreign Ministry, in a separate statement, said that it appreciates the warm welcome extended to the citizens of Afghanistan and health care provided to them by the local government. The Taliban has kept the hotly contested Afghan district and Badghis province under pressure for more than 2 weeks. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.